Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Podcast, we're actually going to be answering this question, which is from Nick again, which says, is just uploading your Instagram reel on YouTube useful? That's a great question. Is just uploading your Instagram reel to YouTube useful? So just to give us context with this, some people who know this, so YouTube has YouTube Shorts, which Instagram is very similar to Instagram Reels and Facebook Reels and TikTok. So that is their equivalent to it. Now, there are a couple of caveats to understand when it comes to this as to what you can and cannot do, because they're not the same. So if you're wanting to upload to YouTube Shorts, unlike Facebook and Instagram, which have a cap on reels at 90 seconds, so 90 seconds, so a minute and a half, your video has to be in order to fall into the reels category for Facebook. For TikTok, I think it's under 10 minutes. So you can be anything under 10 minutes is just gets pushed the same. But for YouTube, it's 1 minute. So it's actually 59 seconds. It's got to be under 60 seconds in order to get onto the short shelf. So to understand that would mean that if you're making Instagram reels that are longer than a minute, they will instantly be put onto YouTube as a YouTube video, which is a whole different ballgame. So we'll talk about that in a minute as well. So YouTube video versus short. But if you're trying to use YouTube Shorts, which is a different type of content, then it has to be under a minute. Now, YouTube Shorts operate the same as Instagram Reels and Facebook and TikTok and all that stuff. However, from my experience, and we've done lots of testing on this with lots of clients over about 2 years now, so since YouTube Shorts has been out, my current advice to mortgage brokers is, and this is just current and it will probably change as time goes on, but my current advice is that YouTube Shorts, for the most part, not for everybody, there's someone else, but for the vast majority, YouTube Shorts around mortgage advice, meaning educational content around mortgages, is not worth doing. It has had very little return. The content itself is not what does well on YouTube. YouTube Shorts seems to be very much entertainment content, so educational content does seem to just drop off a cliff. And the quality to upload to YouTube Shorts to be successful on YouTube Shorts is different. If you look at YouTube Shorts versus any other type of platform, they are like mini YouTube videos. They have very high production value. They are very good, the ones that do well anyway. Versus if you go on someone like TikTok, the production value is really bad. It's not very good at all. And that's what does well. Actually, when you do higher production value on TikTok, the less it performs. So there is a understanding of that. So should you just upload them? Honest answer is no, I would say, right now, because you will limit yourself, because you might want to do a video that's, say, not 1 minute, 10 seconds to get your point across, and then you're stuck because you want to upload it to YouTube. Also, the thing that I always say to people, and this is something that I myself learned, was I used to do five, at one point I was doing five videos a day, shorts a day, and reels and things, and I would post it onto TikTok, then I would post it, then I would repurpose it onto Instagram, and then to Facebook, and then to YouTube Shorts, and to LinkedIn, and all that stuff. And I would, the argument is, it's very fast. You can do, it's not very hard to do. It only takes me 5 minutes. And realistically, it probably takes me about 10 minutes to repurpose a piece of content across all platforms. About 10 minutes to download it, to re-upload it, to capture. It takes about 10 minutes. So let's say that it only takes me like 10 minutes, which is fine. It's absolutely fine. Except when I started doing five, that 10 minutes is an hour, really. It's 50 minutes. Let's round that up to an hour, because you're going to procrastinate. Things going to come up. So all of a sudden you're losing an hour of your day to repurpose the places which might not be relevant. And I think that this is the thing with YouTube Shorts, is to just upload it to YouTube, yeah, it might only take you 2 or 3 minutes, but if it's 2 or 3 minutes on something that's not really worth doing, I probably wouldn't do it. Then that leads me on to uploading a reel. If it's over 60 seconds, then you're going to go to YouTube video. If you're going to do YouTube video, then you need to be shooting it in this at the currently, and in as of 2024, you need to be shooting it horizontal, not vertical. And it needs to be packaged and thumbnailed and keyword researched and understanding what you're going to have to browse or search and all of that stuff. So you do want to, I would personally say, for YouTube, for advisors, YouTube's a brilliant place. It's probably one of the most, it's one of the most underutilized fertile grounds for mortgage brokers right now, for sure. The difference with YouTube, however, is you need to know how to use it. And it's not as simple as just uploading and letting it go, which is like any platform. It's never as simple as that. But YouTube is really difficult to get it to work. Once you get it to work, it's still pretty difficult, but it can grow and it can compound in ways that others can't, in regards to like this trickle. People will still continue to view your videos years after you've made them if you do them right. But and unlike any other platform that does that, however, it's different. So to answer that question in a nutshell is no, I don't think you should upload them. Just crack on, make it for Instagram Reels. Don't worry about YouTube. YouTube would be a different strategy completely compared to, as a broker specifically. It might be different. It's very different in each individual industry and niche, depending on what you do. If you're outside of mortgages, it would apply to that. But for mortgage specific, we've seen no value in uploading YouTube Shorts to YouTube and getting any leads. Like, literally not a single client I've ever worked with has ever got a lead from YouTube Shorts, which is enough data for me to draw a fat line through it as of right now. If time changes, we're doing something right now, we're testing, which obviously once we know the results we will share that with you, but we're testing something else on YouTube Shorts at the moment with a client. If that works, then you guys will be one of the first to know. So yeah, that's my answer. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe, and I will see you in the next one. See you later. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.